So although the anabeads are pretty small, relatively brown and black beetles, they're actually quite a diverse family. Worldwide, about 220 genera and more than 2,200 species are known, with about 464 species being found in North America. So far in Wisconsin, 28 genera and 58 species have been found. So of the various subfamilies, the Tinaeinae are most different from the remaining subfamilies. These beetles are commonly referred to as the spider beetles for their long filiform antennae and long legs, which aren't received in excavations of the ventral surface. So that gives them that spider-like appearance. The subfamily can be separated from the rest of the anabead subfamilies by the antennal insertions, which are close together between the eyes, which you can see in the lower image. The remaining anabead subfamilies have the antennal insertions for their part right next to the eyes. The antennae can be serrate, pectinate, or more usually clubbed. The legs can be shorter or longer and are sometimes received in excavations of the ventral surface, which makes the body really tightly compacted, like in the upper right-hand picture. So for larval food materials, three main resources are utilized, the first of which is dead wood. Anabeads are mostly found in well-seasoned, which is older wood, in which the starch content is relatively low. They can occur in both heartwood and sapwood of hardwoods and softwoods. And this differs from the typical Lictus powder post beetle that is more common in the United States. That's in the family Bostrichidae. And these are the Lictus powder post beetles in more freshly dead hardwoods with much higher starch content. Fungi are also utilized, such as puffballs and woody shell fungi. And lastly, stored products, which is a broad variety of larval food items, including tobacco, grains, pet food, and the list goes on. So as you can imagine, there's quite a few economically significant species in this family. So for this project, which is part of a statewide survey of the family I'm doing for my master's work, a number of collection techniques were used. Trapping using Lindgren funnel and flight intercept traps, collecting at blacklight and mercury vapor lamps at night, beating foliage and rearing of infested materials. Previously collected trap samples from other surveys were also sorted, and these included pitfall and Towns Malaise trap samples. A number of museum collections were sorted and gone through for Wisconsin specimens. About 78 pest control operators were contacted around the state to discuss what they commonly get called in to treat and what they see in homes typically. And lastly, the UW-Madison Entomology Extension Office also provided a number of specimens sent in from homeowners for identification. So one of the most frequently encountered species in Wisconsin was Hemiscelis carinatus. The species accounted for about 9% of the total anabeads collected. It's widely distributed in eastern North America and can cause significant structural damage to wood. It's the only serious wood damaging anabead in Wisconsin and was found both indoors and in forested areas across the state. And the counties where it was found are the gray areas on the map. Five total infestations were visited during the survey, three barns, one old schoolhouse, and a home in which the homeowner had cut down a dead tree and stored it as firewood in a hall closet, and all the beetles came out in their living room. So this is just an example of the damage that this species can do to structural wood. This is an old barn, and this is one of the main support beams that's been pretty severely damaged by this species, probably from continuous reinfestation. This is a 115-year-old one-room schoolhouse that had old maple flooring that was damaged by this species, and the floor also had some degree of water and decay damage as well. Cryobium sericeum, this species is occasionally found in flooring and sills in buildings, mostly in the eastern United States. In Wisconsin, it was found widely throughout the forested areas, accounting for about 5% of the total anabeads collected, but it was not at all found to be a problem within Wisconsin structures. Psilanus rufocornis is thought to be the second most frequently encountered wood-feeding anabead in the northeastern United States, infesting hardwoods, occasionally found in woodwork and stored wood products. The species was found widely distributed in Wisconsin, accounting for about 11% of the total anabetes collected. However, only 6 of the 215 specimens examined were recorded from within structures, and it's not clear if they emerged from the structural wood or something that was brought in. Outdoors, this is where you may typically find them, especially females ovipositing on both older and freshly cut logs, and that's a female on the right side to kind of give you an idea of how small these little beetles can be. Uvuletta peltata is a species common in southern yellow pine and poplar in the southeastern United States. It can cause pretty severe structural damage in homes where conditions allow, so this is usually in areas of higher humidity or moisture. The damage is sometimes compared to that of the typical Lictus powderpost beetles. However, in Wisconsin, only 3 specimens were collected, all from the southern part of the state, and none from within structures. Stegobium pinaceum is also known as the drugstore beetle. It's common in a variety of food and other materials. In Wisconsin, the species accounted for 9% of the total anabetes collected, all from indoors, so these were mostly obtained through pest control companies or through the extension office. They are hypothesized to be a little bit more common of a pest in recent years than previously. Infestations included a factory that produced dry imitation cheese, and the dry powder had built up in the air ducts that wasn't cleaned as frequently, and that's where the beetles were coming from. Dog food, dry vermicelli, and other products were infested in household situations. One home basement was infested in which the previous homeowner had brewed his own beer. Lasioderma sericorn, also known as the cigarette beetle, for its tendency to do damage to stored tobacco, accounted for about 3% of the total anabetes collected in Wisconsin. Despite the use of a pheromone, sericorn in the species was not found outside of an urban environment. In Wisconsin, specimens were collected from a spice corporation, stored paprika, dried tobacco, cigars from Venezuela, Jamaican ginger, and a few from a lab culture. So now we get into the spider beetles, the first of which is Mesium affini. This species accounted for about 2% of the anabetes collected. Numerous records were from indoor infestations, which had very little other information as to where they were coming from. A number of specimens were collected from a light fixture in a home, and the homeowner actually thought they were bed bugs. And surprisingly, this species gets mistaken for bed bugs quite often. Gibbium aconochiali accounted for about 2% of the Wisconsin anabetes collected. It was only collected indoors. One infestation was a milk drying plant, and the beetles were found crawling around on the floor in some food debris. Another was a pet food warehouse in which they were emerging from a center wall that was over 100 years old. All the other walls in the structure had been replaced, but this one couldn't be because it was a load-bearing wall, and all the pet food had built up in the cracks and crevices in the wall, and that's where they were developing. Tinus fir accounted for about 3% of the anabetes collected. The species was found outdoors in abandoned birds' nests and crawling on the outside of a building that had spider webs and dead insect parts all over it. Indoors, it was collected from a dog food and probably fell in the water dish in the basement of a malt house, as well as crawling around an old unoccupied barn. Tinus villager accounted for only 1% of the total anabetes collected, and these specimens were collected from a similar situation as the previous species in bags of old grain in the barn, as well as just crawling around on the walls. So although this family is relatively diverse in Wisconsin, there really aren't that many pest species. Only 9 of the 58 species recorded in Wisconsin are even regarded as pests, and of those, only 7 were found to be somewhat of a pest in the state. Hemophilus carinatus and Uvuletta peltata, both known to cause significant structural damage to wood, really aren't that serious of a threat to Wisconsin structures, especially Uvuletta peltata. Interestingly, out of the 9 species, only 2 species, Hemophilus carinatus and Tinus fir, were found both indoors and outdoors in a forested environment. 4 of the 58 species were recorded only from within buildings, and it's possible that they can't even survive outdoors in Wisconsin, and that's the 4 species listed there. So basically, this is just a start for which anabetes occur in the state, giving us an idea of which species are most prevalent and which ones may have the potential to be problematic in the future, especially with temperature changes and humidity changes. So, but overall, this family is a lot less problematic in Wisconsin than in other parts of North America and in the U.S., than less important than in other parts of the world as well. So with that, I'd like to thank my advisor, Dr. Young, all my lab mates, and Phil Pelletier in the Extension Office, and two pest control companies for allowing me to go on a couple of site visits with them. So, thank you.
Thanks. We've got time for a few questions. I remember being in a cheap cantina in Mexico that was covered with amphibians. Would that be like Stegobium or something?
It's probably like the, yeah. It's a cosmopolitan pest, and it's found pretty readily all around the world.
And they're going to the smell of the yeast or something?
That's typically what they will develop in, although they can develop in an amazing array of materials. They're called the drugstore beetles because they have been known to develop in prescription drugs. And that's basically because they have this yeast in their guts that allows them to produce sterols and other vitamins that they almost don't need too much nutrition from the substrate that they're developing on, so they're pretty amazing. Thank you.